Federal agents near Waco, Texas, are about to hold a briefing. We don't know how much they'll tell us about today's assault on the Branch Davidian cult compound. Agents are hoping for a break in that seven-week standoff. Correspondent Dan Raviv is there.
They made their own break, Jim. The authorities broke down the front door. They broke the wall of the house in at least four places. All this damage done by armored vehicles borrowed from the U.S. Army, including a CEV, a combat engineering vehicle, with a metal boom rising from the front that simply sliced through the roof. But no one has surrendered. David Koresh and more than 90 members of his Branch Davidians are still inside, even as tear gas is pumped in, Jim.
The gaping holes in the sides of that Branch Davidian building are causing more than a little concern among the families of cult members, including Lonnie Little, whose son is inside.
Well, it looks to me like the FBI finally come to the end of their rope, and they're going to make an end of it.
A nearby hospital on alert in case anyone is hurt in today's operation. Steve Coriel of CBS Radio Dallas affiliate KRLD has more.
It's a combination of business as usual and heightened security at the Hillcrest Hospital in Waco. Guards are at the emergency room entrance door. Waco police have the entrance and the exit to the emergency room parking lot blocked off with their cars. And several ATF agents, perhaps a dozen, are at least in our view around this portion of the hospital campus. One ATF agent is stationed on top of the parking garage across the street from the emergency room entrance. He was looking through binoculars toward the sky just a few minutes ago.
The FBI says this operation will continue as long as needed. President Clinton says he was informed about today's operation, but says the FBI and Justice Department are running the show. CBS News Update. This is Jim Shenevy.
The briefing is now underway with FBI agent Bob Ricks, who has already appealed for a surrender of those inside the compound and who has said this is not something that indicates they are losing patience, but that the FBI and other law enforcement agencies are using this attempt to bring about the end of the Waco standoff. Now for the content of this news conference, let's join CBS radio affiliate KRLD in Dallas.
As well as gassing. Yeah, the question is, will we continue to pound the compound? The pounding of the compound that you see is really a necessary function of the insertion of gas. We have those Mark V delivery systems that are attached to those CEVs. We will put those booms into there. Each time those booms are placed in, even though you cannot see it on the pictures that you've seen so far, we're putting out 15 seconds, 15 different blasts of gas each time. That gas is dispersed over a 55-foot area. So it's not necessarily at this point one of destruction to the compound. At this point, we are gassing, and we will continue to gas. Follow up.
Is that the same reason that you went through the front door, just to do that gas? Do you advise them ahead of time to be careful that this is an area you're coming in case anyone's in that room?
The question is, are we advising ahead of time, and is that the reason we went in the front door? We have gone in and covered almost the entire premises with gas at this point. But we are not advising them ahead of time. We are continuing to advise them to please exit the compound. Please leave. They will be treated professionally, and they will not be harmed. They can leave at any time. Yes, ma'am.
Jack Zimmerman today said that they were on the third seal, that maybe they were only a week or two away from finishing the manuscript and possibly coming out. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you don't think you should have waited, but how
right.
did you answer his criticism?
Question is, the seals were supposedly almost done. The first seal has not been completed yet. Mr. Snyder said as of yesterday he has not even seen it, and he's responsible for editing it. They've also, through intelligence that we've gathered, they considered the meeting with the attorneys a fiasco. This is the intelligence that we've gathered, that it was strictly a stalling tactic, that the attorneys did unknowingly go along with that, but they had no intention of ever coming out. Yes, ma'am, follow up.
After 7 weeks, then, what was it that made you decide this is the morning, we're going to go in and do this now?
Question is, what made us decide to do it now? We believe this, as you can see, if we look around the compound here, we have slowly taken away everything around that complete compound. If you saw a picture of how this existed 51 days ago, you would see that we had vehicles and other structures. What you have here right now is yesterday we completely cleared away this
FBI
area.
FBI Special Agent Bob Ricks is using a large chart, a photograph of the compound from the air, to point out the areas that the FBI and others have been attempting to puncture in order to insert the tear gas in an effort to drive out those inside.
They have resisted at each step of the way. This was cleared out. We advised them yesterday. Again, they did not react. We are now at what we believe is the next logical juncture of putting sufficient pressure on them to cause them to come out. We are using non-lethal means. We are not assaulting the place. We had no FBI agents go into the compound. Even though we have probably had over 200 rounds of ammunition fired at us, we have not fired back. We're using the ultimate amount of restraint, but we are still putting the pressure to make sure they come out. Yes, sir.
We've heard several times different reports say this is the beginning of the end of the siege. Do you all in the FBI see it this way, and also especially in light of the possibility of suicide?
Question is, do we believe it's the beginning of the end? We believe, of course it is. Every step we've taken, we believe, is part of this compacting, narrowing their control, their sphere of control to bring this to an end. Is this a step up in that? Obviously, we have a step up in pressure that's taking place. Is suicide a possibility? We thought that this was probably the best way to prevent that type of suicide pact from taking place. That has caused confusion inside the compound. Also, we thought that their instincts, their motherly instincts, would take place and that they would want their children out of that environment. It appears they don't care that much about their children, which is unfortunate. We have continually quizzed those coming out, and they, as a general rule, state that suicide, they believe, is not a possibility. Yes, sir.
And one of the first things that I had heard with regard to narrowly or to slowly bring the compound into them was the concern that we heard reported later about some of the disagreements within the law enforcement personnel, that you're actually destroying crime scene. How would you respond to that?
Question is with regard to the destruction of a crime scene. If you notice what occurred here yesterday, on the removal of the vehicles, what we did was we had various tanks that actually attached towing mechanisms to these vehicles, and they were pulled out. In no way were they destroyed. This was a key portion of the shooting scene, the bullets that are contained in these vehicles. Those vehicles were in fact removed with no destruction attached to those vehicles.
And can you tell us what happened to the man who came out of the compound, apparently appeared to raise his hands? And then
we're on KNX 1070. You've been listening to live coverage of an FBI news conference in progress near Waco, Texas, explaining what's been going on there this morning. As we've been reporting, armored vehicles early this morning around 5 o'clock our time punched holes in the walls of the Branch Davidian cult compound where the standoff has been going on for 51 days now, began pumping tear gas in. So far, there's no sign that this strategy by the feds to bring the whole thing to an end has paid off in any way. No one has come out of the compound, and the FBI agent that you've been listening to, briefing reporters there near Waco, Texas, is saying that they had gotten word that mass suicide might be a possibility, and they believe this was the best way to keep that from happening. At this point, nobody really knows what's happening inside the cult compound itself.
We joined that news conference in progress. In an opening statement, the FBI said cult members holed up in the compound, fired dozens of rounds at the agents today. Bob Rick says the cultist fired between 75 and 80 shots when the agents moved an armored vehicle toward the cult compound, and there have been more shots fired since then. And at this point, he says the FBI has not returned fire, and so far, there have been no reports of injuries.
He did add the cult members have gas masks, but he says those are only good for a limited period of time, so apparently they still feel hopeful that this gas strategy might work.
KNX will continue to monitor developments and bring you the latest as it's available.
CBS News, I'm Bill Lynch. Armored vehicles have punched big holes in David Koresh's fortified cult compound to spray in tear gas. There's been gunfire from the compound near Waco, but FBI agent Bob Rick says there have been no casualties.
We are continuing to advise them to please exit the compound. Please leave. They will be treated professionally, and they will not be harmed. They can leave at any time.
Correspondent Dan Revive has been watching the slow-moving assault that began about 6 hours ago.
Every time an armored vehicle crashed into the house, it caused a lot of damage, leaving gaping holes. At first, leaving the impression that these could be entryways for troops or FBI agents that might assault the building. But Rick says the only purpose was to introduce gas, highly irritating gas, into the house.
FBI spokesman Rick says care was taken in choosing the tear gas.
We have gone to extraordinary steps to ensure that the dosages being utilized are well below the medium lethal ranges of CS gas. We would not use dosages that would harm those children.
The FBI assumes the adult cult members have gas masks.
I don't know whether you can see that with the naked eye or with your binoculars, but we see people on the...
I see a few people out on the roof of the building.
And if I were them, I think I might jump and get out of there because this building is not going to last too much longer.
It doesn't look like it's the fire is in two locations right now. The flames are shooting up on
the worst of it seems to be, Phil, on the south side of the building. This is where two of the original holes were punched at about 6 o'clock this morning. It is completely engulfed in flames and will not be standing more than another 5 or 10 minutes. The other part of the fire is in the tower in the middle of the compound, and there are just an unbelievable amount of bright orange flames shooting out of the windows of that tower in the middle. The smoke is now rising hundreds of feet into the air, blowing off to the east.
One of the Bradley tanks is rounded the corner, headed for the north side of the building, which is the side that we cannot see, at least from our television vantage point. And we have no idea exactly what the purpose of that movement is, but apparently the Bradleys are moving around to the north side of the compound at this time. We continue to see someone, or perhaps more than one person, lying on the roof. It appears that they are lying down on the roof of the compound with the fire blazing intensely on both sides of them, not upon them, but on either side of them.
I am now up even a little bit higher, and I have a great view of the entire compound. This building is going to be ashes in a matter of minutes. This fire is intense. It has completely engulfed the building. Every part of the building is now in flames. Every window has flames shooting out of it. Thick black smoke rising hundreds of feet up into the air. This is one of the larger fires I think I've ever seen anywhere. Got to be visible throughout the entire Waco area right now.
We saw someone on the monitor, Mike, just now. Someone apparently jumped off the roof of the compound and began walking away from it.
I'm hearing some kind of report coming from the vicinity of the compound that sounded like two small explosions coming from the compound. These were not pops that we heard this morning that would indicate gunfire. These were more like small booms. But we just heard them a few seconds ago in the midst of the fire and the smoke. The Branch Davidian compound is burning to the ground before our eyes, and still, Phil, Suzanne, I don't see anyone coming out.
Burning debris is now falling from the upper floors onto the grounds area around the compound, and surely there's a question now as to whether or not the brush around the compound will also catch fire and perhaps force federal authorities to move back. So we're watching as the fire continues to spread not only through the building, but it's now dropping debris, forcing burning debris onto the ground level, and that's going to make rescue attempts certainly more difficult as well.
Well, you wonder, and again, I come back to this, we don't see anyone coming out of the building. You wonder if they want to be rescued. You wonder if this isn't their mass suicide. And now a huge ball of orange flame shoots up out of the middle of the compound. The entire building is just a massive orange ball with black smoke rising out of it. The fire is so thick, so intense, along with the smoke, you can't even see the outline of the buildings anymore, except for that big tower in the middle.
Of course, this is whipped up by very heavy winds. We know it's a very windy day up here. Is it there, Mike?
Yeah, it's very windy. I'm standing on the roof of my car right now, and I'm having a great deal of difficulty standing up. I'd say we've got about a 30-mile-an-hour wind blowing out of the east, and you wonder if it's not going to carry some flaming debris off to the east. There are a couple of outbuildings. There's a barn.
We see the roof collapsing now in the center of the building. It's collapsing, and it's all going
to
go up.
The tower is looks to be collapsing right now.
It's a watchtower.
The tower in the center of the Branch Davidian compound is gone. We said this just moments ago. This is one of the fastest-moving fires. This had to have come from within, Phil, Suzanne. I don't see any other way that a fire...
Well, the Bradleys are moving in to try to do something. Amazingly untouched in this intense blaze is the Branch Davidian flag itself, which is still flying over that compound.
I cannot imagine that a fire that has spread this fast, that there was nothing there, not even a wisp of smoke just 10 minutes ago, and the building is now almost completely gone. I can't imagine a fire that spread that fast could not have been, it had to have been set from the inside at numerous locations.
Fire at the Branch Davidian compound near Waco, Texas. You're listening to live coverage now on KNX Los Angeles.
Collapsed.
the flames are starting to diminish a little bit. I don't see any activity from federal officials surrounding the building.
Mike, hold on for a moment. I think we have Greg Jones at the Texas State Technical College, the FBI command post. Greg, is anything going on? Have those helicopters moved? What's going on there?
Just within the last 10 seconds, the two large Chinook helicoupters, these very big helicopters, have just taken off from TSTC. These are the very same Chinook helicopters that federal agents have said this morning would be used to evacuate any injured. They have not moved until just now. They are now en route to where we can see the smoke off in the distance, obviously heading over toward the compound.
Okay, you'll be watching for those, Mike. They should be there pretty soon. Any sign of anybody coming out?
I can't see them yet, Phil. I cannot see the helicopters in there yet. I've still got my binoculars trained on the building itself. The fire now, obviously, not confined to just one or two locations as it was before. The entire building has gone up in flames, and actually the fire is so far progressed that it's actually burning itself out now. It looks to be, anyway. The tower in the middle of the compound is gone. It has collapsed. The roof is gone.
The winds have apparently shifted somewhat. Rather than the vertical flames that we saw, we're now seeing more horizontal flames.
We see someone right near the front door of the complex now. These may be, well, it's impossible to tell who they are, but it's
right
someone.
Right by the Bradley.
Right by the Bradley. Coming out or going in, I don't know. It's hard to tell.
This may be the first attempts to get in there that the feds have made. Again, this was such a quick spreading and a quick moving fire and obviously unbelievably intense. The heat may have been such that the feds have literally not been able to get close enough to get in there until just now. 5 minutes ago, it was just a ball of fire. It looked like a small nuclear explosion had gone off over there.
We see the helicopters on the monitor, Mike. Do you see them?
The helicopters are approaching. You can hear them. They're arriving. They should be coming over the trees here near the compound at any minute. It is still unclear as to what exactly their function will be once they get here.
Now, it does not
appear too late to do anything like dump water on this fire.
Well,
this
before, we thought we saw a stream of water, but we might have been wrong. It was difficult to tell for just a few moments, but whatever effort there was, they gave up on that.
I don't know whether you can pick up on this, Phil and Suzanne, but in the midst of this burning building, this compound that is completely engulfed in flame now, the Branch Davidians flagpole and their Star of David flag is still up. The flag is still fluttering in the breeze somehow or another. The fire has not consumed it yet.
Mike, hold on. Steve Coriel joins us from Hillcrest Hospital in Waco. Steve, have you learned anything from where you are? It must be some increased activity there.
There is, Phil. I got a heads up from a source just a few moments ago that any minute is the word that was used. Somebody here close to what's going on. A few moments ago, an ATF agent just ran into the emergency room door of the hospital. We've seen ATF agents around the hospital and around the emergency room doors all morning, off and on. This particular agent was being shown where the helipad is. So there is certainly a heightened sense of alertness here that perhaps we will be getting some patients here in the not-too-distant future.
Phil,
you're listening to live coverage of the conflagration that's broken out at the cult compound near Waco, Texas. Fire that's engulfing virtually every building of the compound. The live coverage provided by CBS radio affiliate KRLD and their team on the scene. Susan Calvin and Phil Adler anchoring with Mike Rogers and Greg Jones, and reports as well from the air. The scene now is with Chinook helicopters advancing on the area, with hospitals in the area on the alert, but still only one person was seen jumping from the roof of one of the buildings. There have been these armored vehicles outside the building that were ramming the building, and it might be pointed out that the fire broke out just moments after one of those vehicles had punched a hole in the corner of the complex, the ground floor level. Then smoke was seen from the window, and there have been indications that these may have been fires that were set to go off simultaneously by those inside the compound, a kind of apocalyptic ending that cult leader David Koresh had predicted. Let's rejoin KRLD now as they continue to report on this fire.
You're listening to live coverage of this intense fire at the Branch Davidian compound outside Waco, Texas, on KNX, Los Angeles.
On their fate.
And I have seen just one or two futile attempts to try and get into the compound. This is a huge and intense fire, and if the feds are trying to get in, you really can't blame them for not being able to. The fire is just simply too big and too hot. This compound is literally going up in flames before our eyes. And the fact that you don't see anyone coming out, again, to get back to this, could
it's a
this,
little ominous.
Could this indicate that, that this is David Koresh's version of the seventh seal, that this is the...
A little bit ominous. What we do know, it did appear to us, Mike, as it appeared to you, that this fire, it appears, was set from the inside in more than one location. That's what it looks like.
It had to be, yeah. Bill. It just had to be. There's no way the fire could have started that quickly and spread that quickly without... It's almost as if there was an inch of gasoline all over the floor throughout the entire compound. It was that quick. It just went up in an instant.
Now, moments before this fire started, Mike, there was some movement by a Bradley vehicle. For the first time, we were talking about it right around noon, that punched a hole in the side of the building, the first time a Bradley had been moving. And it wasn't long after that that this fire broke out.
No, it was a matter of minutes. That Bradley punched a huge hole in the side of the building. And actually managed to nose its way in. The tank was about halfway into the hole that it had created in the side of the building. Then it backed out, waited there for a minute, and then it nosed its way back in again and backed out. And about 5 minutes after all of this, we were standing around actually speculating as to how much longer this would last when someone noted a wisp of smoke coming out of the compound. And that was no more than 15 minutes ago, and this building is just practically rubble at this point. The back building, that dormitory building that we were talking about, there are now flames shooting out of the window of it, more black smoke, and it will be just a matter of minutes before the entire massive compound is just charcoal. Phil, Suzanne?
An additional consideration in this matter is the talk earlier today of an underground tunneling system, which Special Agent Bob Rick said there's no question that underground tunnels do exist, but unless these tunnels are dug
now
to take people far enough away...
That has shot up out of the compound, Suzanne.
Go right ahead, Mike.
A ball of fire, an explosion of some kind within the fire itself. Big ball of yellow flame just shot up out of the middle of what's left of the compound and has died back down now a little bit. I'm trying to look at some of the outbuildings, the barn. There's a barn. There's a building that looks like it could be a garage of some kind, something to store hay in.
This is a dramatic increase in the intensity of this fire, which was intense enough before. You wonder if the fire might have hit the ammunition cache or some explosives.
That's a distinct possibility. Obviously... The Branch Davidians are very well armed in there, lots of weapons, lots of ammunition, and that ball of fire we just saw moments ago may well have been the fire catching some of that ammunition cache. We may see more of them, actually, as the fire progresses.
We just saw a shot on Channel 8 television of a man who appeared to be holding his hands up and then sat down outside the compound.
Didn't see that, Suzanne. That may have been on the other side. We are looking at the back side of the compound right now, the side opposite the front door, and there's very little left of this now. The fire has crept its way up to the upper story of this long road dormitory building, and just bright, intensely bright orange flames are shooting out of every window as the Davidian compound continues to burn to the ground. The smoke seems to be thinning out a little bit, and... The fire itself seems to be burning down to the ground. All of this, again, starting just within the last 15 minutes. This is an incredibly fast-moving fire.
We do see on the monitor, Mike, we see a close-up of the Bradley vehicle. This is on Channel 8 TV, and apparently we don't know whether these are members of the cult or not, but some people staggering, it appears to be staggering out from the building, moving toward the vehicle.
So we will see at least a few survivors then, apparently. There were 90 people in that building, David Koresh and approximately 90 of his followers. And the really sad part of it is that 17 of those 90 people were children, and we're talking small children, too, 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old kids, a lot of them in that building, a building that we have watched go up in flames before our very eyes. And you wonder... How many of the 90, period, but in particular, how many of those 17 children are going to be able to survive this? Just looking at the intensity of this fire, Phil and Suzanne, you know we're going to be dealing with mass casualties here. You just hope we aren't going to be dealing with too many.
I see someone dragging someone else out away from the building. Mike, hold on with us right here. KRLD's Stan Bunger is here. He's talked with the Waco Fire Department. What kind of a response? Stand
well, up. Phil, they have sent literally everyone. There is a secretary remaining at the department's headquarters in Waco, and that's it. They've sent the fire chief, the fire marshal, the entire force that was available has been sent out to the Mount Carmel area. They're not saying what sort of tactics they'll use, and obviously this is the kind of situation, it's pretty clear that whatever happened here must have had some kind of acceleration to it. Fires don't break out that fast and get that big that quickly. And then there is the question of all the ammunition, which federal agents believe is still in the building. There had to be some for the gunshots to have been fired earlier. All of those pose problems for firefighters, and so we don't know for sure what they're doing. We know they've sent everybody. How they're going to handle it is something we don't know yet.
And I want to get your opinion on this, Dan, after having talked to the fire department. It seems to me that not only was this fire start from within and that some sort of accelerant was used, but just how quickly it took place after all of this punching holes in the wall and the tear gas and all that began. It almost makes you think that they had this thing set up and ready to go a long time in advance.
Well, there's no longer any thought of saving that structure. That structure is going to be gone in a matter of moments. It's a matter of containing it, I suppose, from spreading beyond the boundaries of the compound.
Well, there's not a lot else out there, and that's one thing they do have in their fact. Normally, firefighters worry about saving the structure, and then they worry about what they call exposure, which is the building next door. There's no exposure here, and as you say, Phil, there's not much structure left here either.
Let's go to KRLD's Steve Coriel at Hillcrest Hospital.
You're listening to live coverage of an intense fire at the Branch Davidian compound outside Waco, Texas, on KNX, Los Angeles.
The police department have just moved in. They are closing off the entrance and exits to the emergency room here. I was told just a moment ago that one of the police officers looks like he's on the fifth floor roof of part of this hospital looking through binoculars. We are 20 miles as the crow flies from the Branch Davidian compound, but apparently this officer was able to see a ball of fire that went up just a few minutes ago. That'll give you an idea as to how intense this whole thing might be able to see it from this distance. They have closed off the entrance. The public is no longer going to be allowed to go in the emergency entrance here at the hospital, so things are a lot tighter now than they were just a few moments ago.
This is Mitchell Krause, CBS News in New York. We're bringing you live coverage of the conflagration which has virtually demolished the entire Branch Davidian complex near Waco. With 96 people inside, we have only seen a few staggering individuals leave the building since the fire broke out a few minutes ago. It broke out shortly after one of those Bradley vehicles ran the side of the building, but reports from the scene and the pictures that we have seen indicate that the fire may have had an accelerator inside, in other words, gasoline or whatever, planted in several buildings. It was a huge orange ball of flame a few moments ago. It may have been the ammunition magazine going up in flames. And ironically, the flag of the Branch Davidian complex is the only part of that whole structure that is still standing and flying. We're listening to live coverage by KRLD, the CBS affiliate, covering this, and anchor Mike Rogers is on the scene. Let's rejoin that coverage. As we are told, fire department officials are rushing to the scene, but there is no hope of saving that building.
And if so, is that tunneling network far away enough from this fire to prevent the people inside from being either suffocated or dying from heat prostration, which is certainly a possibility if you're too close to a blaze like this?
You know, early on, Suzanne, we heard stories from neighbors of the Branch Davidians, people who'd been in the compound before, that they had a huge four-story underground bunker. And Bob Ricks told us today that, in fact, the FBI believes that it's just a few underground crawl spaces and a bus that the cult buried underground, and that is the extent of their bunker. Now, if that's the case, that doesn't leave too much room for them to go to escape the fire. But then by the same token, since this fire started from within, you wonder if David Koresh and a lot of his hardcore followers, anyway, wanted to escape the flames. This may have been something that they planned. The fire now, Phil and Suzanne, it appears to be burning itself out. The tower in the middle of the compound was gone a long time ago. The back building, the building closest to the media, is still engulfed in bright orange flames, but it is just about burned itself out. The smoke appears to be thinning just a bit. This fire will probably burn on a little while longer, but the worst of it appears to be over. And we saw only one, or heard, I should say, only one large explosion that sounded like it might have been one of those ammunition caches going off. By the way, that flag and the flagpole are still standing. The Star of David flag continues to flutter over this carnage here east of Waco.
Mike, stay with us. You're listening to live coverage on KRLD Dallas. A spectacular fire. The Branch Davidian compound is burning down. We're joined now by Greg Jones at the FBI command post.
There it goes.
What's...
There goes the Branch Davidian flag.
The flag just
right
went
onto the pyre. We're seeing this on KDFW-TV.
Now it's gone.
What a sight.
Now, you're right. It's gone now.
Greg, are you with us?
I am, Phil. Can you hear me okay?
Just go ahead.
Here, remarkably, at the command post of the FBI and the ATF, not much activity. Within the last 20 minutes or so, three van loads of ATF agents in full gear took off and presumably went toward the compound. Within that time, all three of the very large, big, chewy, Chinook helicopters took off. Also in tow was one or two of the Huey helicopters. They have been dispatched here. These are the choppers that the feds have said would be used to evacuate any injured. Whether or not they're going to get any once they get there, I'm not sure. Mike can tell us what the helicopters are doing now, but they have left TSTC. Other than that, there have been no fire trucks come through here. There have really been not much activity, but we do expect that to heighten here as the day goes on. Let's go back to Phil and Suzanne.
And let's go back to Mike Rogers at the scene.
Well,
and
Greg,
we see the Bradley
the
moving, Mike.
The helicopters, there have been three of them. There have been two Chinooks and a Huey have flown by, and they haven't done anything. They've done basically very slow flybys and continued on over to the command post and landed. There are no helicopters in the air right now anywhere around the fire. I think the consensus on their part may be that it's just quite simply too late for them to do anything.
Would you see if there were survivors, would they pass by you, Mike?
They might. We've said all along, and I'll repeat again, but there are any number of ways into and out of the Branch Davidian compound. There are back roads all over this part of McLennan County. Now, the people they have brought out, most of the people that they
You're listening to KNX Los Angeles. There has been an intense fire at the Branch Davidian compound outside Waco, Texas. The compound, for all intents and purposes, has been destroyed. It's not known yet what the status is as regards survivors. Much has been made of an underground tunneling network at the compound. Survivors, that remains to be seen. Again, you're listening to KNX Los Angeles.
If they haven't completely sealed this area off. But if they are bringing anyone out, in answer to your question, Phil, Suzanne, they aren't bringing them through here.
It looks like there are some survivors. A few people were seen leaving the complex from our vantage point now. We're watching on the Channel 4 monitor here in the KRLD studios, Mike, and you have your binoculars there. Nowhere near the 96, I believe, that were reported by David Koresh to still be inside the compound. I think that 96 figure did include 17 children, as you said. We've seen a few people come out, one man with his hands up, it appeared. There may be some people moving near the outside now, near the Bradley vehicles we saw just a few moments ago.
Now I'm hearing popping sounds, Phil. It may just be some of these big tarps popping in the wind here, but it sounded a lot like some loud popping sounds coming from the compound. And as I look out towards the compound right now, through the smoke, because the smoke is now beginning to thin a little bit, I can see the frame of the tower that stood in the middle of the Branch Davidian compound. It has not come down yet. It is completely scorched, obviously, through and through, but the structure itself is still standing, blackened in the midst of the flames and the smoke. Now I'm hearing sirens that are coming from behind me. We may finally be getting some traffic through here.
We understand.
Wait and see if it's an ambulance or a fire truck.
We understand the two Care Flight helicopters have left Dallas now on the way to Waco.
Numerous emergency vehicles, Phil and Suzanne, are finally making their way through this checkpoint anyway, headed towards the compound. We are on Farm Road 2491. We are just to the east of the Branch Davidian compound, about a mile and a half.
It's been about a half hour since we first saw that fire break out.
Okay, we have a DPS trooper car zipping through here, followed by a Waco Fire Department chief's car. Two fire engines are coming through here. All of this is practically moot. The fire has completely burned down the Branch Davidian compound. These fire trucks are very, very late. It's doubtful they'll be able to do any good at all. Now more sirens coming up from behind me. As far as I can see now, I'm looking back down this road here, probably a good half a mile, and it is filled with emergency vehicles, fire trucks, and it looks like there may be some ambulances in here as well. But again, this was such a fast-moving fire. The compound is completely burned to the ground.
We see the Bradley moving on the TV monitor now, Mike. There's nothing left of that building.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, what?
There's nothing. We see the Bradleys moving now. We see on the TV monitor. two Bradleys moving in close to what remains of the compound, which is not much.
And we're listening to live coverage of the fire that has devastated the complete complex of the Branch Davidian sect near Waco, Texas. It broke out about a half an hour ago from the second-story building just below an area where a Bradley armored vehicle had punched another hole in the complex and pumped in the tear gas in an attempt to drive the people inside out. But since this fire broke out, it swept most rapidly through the entire complex, and virtually no one has been seen emerging. Now the whole complex is a mound of ashes. The flames are beginning to die down, and about a half an hour late, fire trucks and other emergency vehicles are beginning to converge on the scene. We're presenting live coverage by CBS affiliate KRLD on the scene. Mike Rogers is the reporter, and let us rejoin that coverage, anchored by Phil Adler and Susan Calvin, with reporters in the area. Hospitals in the area have been put on the alert. So let's listen now to more of this coverage.
None whatsoever. It looks like some flames have spread now. That may just be fire trucks moving in along the horizon. But this fire is just about out now. The smoke is completely thinned out, and it's just amazing. I go back to this entire sequence of events has taken place in the space of 30 minutes. 30 minutes ago, we were wondering when the Branch Davidians would come out because of the tear gas. And then we saw a wisp of smoke, and then a total inferno, and the compound that we have sat here and looked at for 51 days is just gone.
So, go ahead.
Certainly a factor is the intensely gusty southerly wind at about 30 miles an hour in Waco at this time, which took this blaze and turned it into an inferno in no time.
I'm seeing some fire trucks moving into the compound area now, or what's left of the compound. They have made their way past us, taken a left turn down, gone through the command post, and worked their way along the horizon from east to west, and they seem to be in the area now along with the numerous military vehicles. I'm wondering if we've got Greg Jones over at Texas State Technical College. Greg, if you're seeing any activity over there.
Live coverage on KNX Los Angeles. You're listening to live coverage from our sister station KRLD in Dallas of the Branch Davidian compound near Waco, Texas, on fire. It apparently has burned to the ground. It's not known at this point what the status is regarding survivors. We return now to that coverage.
In the country, in particular the Southwest, and they have been told that they are on alert to possibly receive patients. Parkland Hospital in Dallas, which has a burn unit, is also on alert. And so there are those two facilities have been put on standby for possible burn victims, in addition to the activity that Steve Coriel is seeing at Hillcrest Hospital in Waco.
You're listening to live coverage on KRLD Dallas. Phil Adler and Suzanne Calvin and Rick Erickson in the KRLD newsroom. Mike, feel free to interrupt at any time. We'll recap right now what has gone on today. Armored vehicles punched holes in the fortified compound of David Koresh earlier today. It all began around 6 o'clock this morning. The Branch Davidians did fire, FBI agents estimate, about 200 rounds at FBI agents who did not fire back. Object of this activity was to inject non-lethal gas into the building in an attempt to force an end to the standoff. Rick, you have something more?
Yeah, it should be pointed out that Bob Ricks pointed out from the FBI agent in charge of all the news conference this morning, the way they pumped the gas in was a non-flammable way. Oftentimes you have fires from tear gas grenades as they spark and they can ignite fires, but the way they delivered they actually pumped it in so they wouldn't be a fear of fire. So this appears to have been a self-set fire inside.
And now the White House is confirming that, according to the Justice Department, we understand now, the White House says, according to the Justice Department, cult members apparently set the fire that's consuming the compound. In fact, there's not much left of the compound right now. The fire is beginning to burn itself out. Mike?
The way this fire, the spread, the speed with which it spread would lead one to think that it, obviously there was something flammable in there, but maybe it was a flammable tear gas. Well, that wasn't the case. Bob Ricks repeated that over and over. There was nothing flammable about the injection of the gas or about the gas itself. This is a fire that just quite simply, if you could have stood here and watched it as I did and watched the speed with which it consumed that building, there's just no doubt that it was set from within and that there were numerous accelerants used and there were numerous places where the fire started. The building went up in literally a matter of minutes, and this was a big building too.
Greg Jones has another view from the Texas State Technical College. Greg, what do you see from there?
Suzanne, it has been remarkably very, very quiet here where ATF and the FBI have used this Texas State Technical College runway area as their base of operations, their command post, if you will. Since those three large helicopters left, these are the big Chinook helicopters with their two rotors on top. Since they left and another couple of Hueys followed behind, there's been no action. Even the few agents who are out here for crowd control and traffic control have come over to where the media is stationed, where the TV live trucks are set up to watch the pictures of this. Remarkably quiet over here. Phil, Suzanne?
Kind of the same impression outside the compound, Greg. We see federal agents walking around the Bradley tanks in an unhurried fashion, not casually, but the sense that you get from watching the television monitor is almost helplessly. There's nothing they can do, and so they aren't...
Exactly. Suzanne, if I can interrupt, I'm seeing the same thing. There just doesn't seem to be a great amount of hurry on their part, and the way this fire burned, the intensity of this fire, it's really... You don't wonder why they're walking around very slowly. If there was anyone in that building... That has been in that building for the last 30 minutes, they just quite simply aren't alive. Anyone who did not come out is, unless there is some sort of underground bunker down there, there's just no way they could have survived a fire of this size and this intensity. You said we did see a few people come out, though.
We saw what appeared to be a few come out.
Now we're seeing helicopter activity over the compound. The choppers are finally, the smoke has thinned enough that they have the opportunity to move in a little bit. One of them is moving off to the west. It is over one of the Davidians' barns, and it looks like it's headed back towards TSTC. The other one is circling around directly over the compound itself. There's one small little patch of orange flame still burning, looks to be at the base of the tower, and the tower itself is just there's a lone sentinel in the midst of the ruins of this compound. Everything else is burned to the ground. The tower is still standing, although it is charred black. Now here comes another helicopter up over the horizon. We are starting to see military aircraft and military vehicles slowly inching in closer and closer as this fire burns down, and they can get in and see if maybe by some miracle there are some survivors inside that compound.
You wonder if somehow, possibly, there might have been the object of setting the fire and then maybe escaping from the compound from the back under the guise of the smoke, but that does seem a little bit far-fetched right now to us anyway. We see some activity again outside the compound on the Channel 4 monitor right now, and we see federal officials, it appears to be federal officials, dragging something. We can't tell what.
Looks like there's another smaller fire burning over on the opposite side of the compound, on the north side of the compound, the side opposite the media here. You guys might have a better view of that than I do. The fire is not completely out, but it's 95% done. The smoke has thinned to the point that it looks like someone is burning a pile of leaves. That's about how much smoke we've got coming up right now.
We're getting this from Washington now. Federal officials say two individuals were seen at the cult compound starting the fire at opposite ends of the complex. Authorities say they believe the two are cult members. We're also getting the reaction from one cult member who's jailed in Waco, says he thinks the FBI started the fire to destroy the crime scene. Brad Branch says it's the biggest lie that has ever been put before the American public. He spoke by phone from the McLennan County Jail to CNN. But
this
that's
comment is in line with the general sort of conspiracy charge that we have heard from members of the Branch Davidian sect before, that that it was the ATF agents who fired first, that there was a massive conspiracy against them, and this latest statement in the midst of this tragedy certainly continues that tone.
Mike, see any movement in the way of any more vehicles moving in or any vehicles coming out?
No, Phil, about 10 minutes ago, you heard them roar through here. We had several fire engines, which were very late, far too late to do any good in helping putting out this fire. They were followed by a couple of ambulances, and obviously the hope is that the ambulances aren't too late, that there might be some survivors up there at the compound that that could be put in those ambulances and taken to a hospital. Hillcrest Baptist Medical Center in Waco is where any of the injured will be taken initially. Our Steve Coriel is standing by there. We'll hear more from him momentarily. But the fire has just about burned out. There was a very small ball of flame that went up, looked like a tree, to the south of the compound that
became engulfed by some of the falling debris, and it went up in a cloud of grayish smoke, not the thick black smoke that we saw when the compound burned to the ground. The smoke, Phil and Suzanne, is just completely gone. You can almost barely see it on the horizon. This is about how much smoke existed when we first noticed this about 35 to 40 minutes ago. We saw just about this much smoke, and in a matter of 2 minutes, flames were shooting out of windows all over the compound. Very, very fast-moving and intense fire this was.
This is Mitchell Krause, CBS News in New York. You've been listening to live coverage of the conflagration that's virtually burned the Branch Davidian compound in Waco, Texas, to the ground. This live coverage provided by CBS radio affiliate KRLD and their team of reporters covering it live from the compound near Waco. Now, let's get a recap.
CBS News Update, I'm Nick Young.
There is not running water up there. There are no fire hydrants up there. Cult members have been using wells and a pumping system that pulls the water up, and then they bring it into the house quite often by buckets. This is not going to be fighting a fire the way you would do it in, say, an urban area where there is a fire hydrant on every corner.
CBS News correspondent Vicki Mabry on the scene of a huge fire at the Branch Davidian compound outside Waco, Texas, a blaze that has leveled most of that complex. When the fire began about 45 minutes ago, there were believed to be 90 to 100 people inside the compound with David Koresh, including about 17 children. One man, apparently a follower of Koresh's, jumped from a lower roof of the compound a few minutes after the blaze erupted. Authorities say he walked to an armored vehicle nearby with his hands in the air and apparently was taken into custody. The blaze broke out a short time after a specially outfitted tank resumed punching holes in the walls of the compound. With more, correspondent Rita Braver in Washington.
Sources are telling me here in Washington that FBI snipers who were perched all around the window and basically had views of almost every window in the compound looked in and actually saw members setting the place on fire, almost a group of them doing it simultaneously while they looked on in horror. I was also told that actually one member of the U.S. law enforcement groups, possibly a member of the FBI's hostage rescue team, which of course has been on the scene here, actually pulled a member of the compound cult out of the burning building.
CBS News Update, I'm Nick Young.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the Branch Davidian compound fire now, the end of this 51-day ordeal. I'm Mitchell Krause, CBS News in New York. The latest reports, as you heard, indicating that the compound has virtually burned to the ground, and so far, very few, if any, people have emerged. There were 96 people, it's believed, inside the compound, including 17 children. We're listening to live coverage being broadcast by CBS radio affiliate KRLD, the Dallas station on the scene near Waco, Texas, and let's join that coverage with reporter Mike Rogers in the field and Phil Adler anchoring.
Goes along with the statement we received from Washington a short while ago that the FBI says the Justice Department is reporting the fires were set. Here's some further indication. The FBI sharpshooters actually watched as they were looking through the windows, and they saw the cult members setting the fires inside the compound.
First fire we saw began around 44 minutes ago, around 12:08. That's when we first observed it, perhaps 12:07. We saw the fire on one side of the compound. It began slowly enough, and then it shot out the window. Then we saw a few moments later, perhaps a matter of a very few minutes, the fire on the other side of the compound, and since that time, it has been quick destruction for the Branch Davidian complex. The fire is burning itself out now. No hope of... At first, we thought we saw some sort of vehicle spraying water, but that might have been just steam, and it was very difficult to see very early on. But there's nothing left there now. It's
amazing,
utter destruction.
Phil, too, we've been watching the fire here at the media checkpoint, obviously, for the last 45 minutes since it started, and the mood here has become very somber.
Mike, hold on. We see Steve Coriel joins us again from Hillcrest Hospital. You're seeing some helicopters, Steve.
Phil, just a moment ago, a helicopter came from the direction of the compound. Apparently, it may well be a news helicopter. I can't tell. The helipad here at the hospital is right across the street from my location, and it appears to be moving on. I just wanted to alert you there. I didn't mean to give you some sort of a false start, but It does not appear that this helicopter is landing here, but it is the first helicopter we've seen out here today since this whole thing began.
Okay, and again, Mike, we haven't seen any helicopters leave that leave the area of the compound, have we?
No, we saw two Chinooks do a flyby, and I'm looking at them right now, as a matter of fact. They have landed some time ago at the command center. There is one smaller helicopter, a Huey, just circling over the ruins of the compound. I was mentioning earlier that it's really a somber mood here at the media checkpoint. The DPS troopers that have manned this roadblock for so long are walking around with their heads hanging down. I think now that the excitement of the fire itself is over, I think people are starting to realize the human toll in this. There have to be casualties from this fire, and when you think about the 17 small children inside that building, it just really sickens you as you look at the ruins of what's left of the Mount Carmel compound right now.
And very sharp contrast to the Easter egg hunts and shenanigans of just a week ago or so. Certainly, I would imagine that you and all the members of the International Press Corps who've made up Satellite City are as stunned as the federal agents at this latest development.
I think that's the best word, is stunned and shocked. I don't think anybody expected it to end this way. We had heard from so many people, former cult members and Branch Davidians from around the country for so long that suicide is mass suicide. This is something that they would never do. This is something they would never consider. You don't have to worry about that. And I think that the consensus here was that, you know, be it with tear gas or storming the compound or whether they came out with their hands up, that this would end somehow or another. This would end without a great loss of life. And it doesn't look like that's happened. The Chinook helicopter I mentioned earlier is now dropping down pretty close to the compound itself. It looks to be maybe 30 to 40 feet off the ground. It's right in the middle of some of the back buildings of the compound.
We see it on the monitor now, Mike.
The Branch Davidian compound itself is gone. There is a thin wisp of black smoke still coming out of the middle of it. The tower that formed the center of the compound is completely charred black. It is still standing, but it's the only thing that is still standing. You know, we've looked at this picture for so long. We've looked at that compound through binoculars and high-powered lenses for so long. It looks very strange now. There's just a big hole in the middle of it where the building should be, but and was 1 hour ago, and isn't now.
Well, ironically, less than 2 hours ago, we spoke with Frank McGuire of Security Intelligence Magazine, who made the prediction that the Branch Davidian standoff would be over by sundown today, and that turned out to be an overestimate.
Bob Ricks of the FBI, during the morning news briefing broadcast live on KRLD, was asked about the possibility of suicide, a mass suicide, and these were his approximate words. We thought this was the best way to prevent this type of suicide pact. In other words, the type of operation the FBI began today with the blowing the holes in the side of the building, knocking the walls down, and then injecting the tear gas. In fact, these are the words he had to say at the news conference this morning.
We thought that this was probably the best way to prevent that type of suicide pact from taking place. That is, caused confusion inside the compound. Also, we thought that their instincts, the motherly instincts, would...
FBI agent Bob Ricks at the earlier briefing today, in which the prediction was there would be no suicide by those inside, and yet it appears now that at least the leaders of the cult were destined to die, and most of the people inside must have perished in the massive fire that swept through the Branch Davidian compound beginning about 45 minutes ago. You're listening to continuing coverage of the cult compound fire on the CBS radio network.
And this is Jeff McKinney in KNX News Central. For the last almost hour, we have been bringing you live coverage of this intense fire at the Branch Davidian compound outside Waco, Texas. And as you just heard from CBS News, the news is not good as regards survivors of this fire. There were 17 children inside that compound. There have been reports of a few people straggling out of the fire, but just a few. A total of at least 96 people inside that compound, again 17 children. It seems as though the cult members set the fire themselves. At first, there was a thought that perhaps the tear gas that was being injected into the compound this morning was the culprit. But no, the Justice Department now confirms that it is the cult members themselves who has who have set this fire today, the fire that totally engulfed the compound. Again, 96 people inside, 17 of those 96 children. It appears as though there are many, many casualties. At least that's the word we're getting from Dallas right now.
About an hour ago, flames began shooting out of the sprawling building. Moments later, it was fully engulfed and would soon be destroyed.
Now a huge ball of orange flame shoots up out of the middle of the compound. The entire building is just a massive orange ball with black smoke rising out of it. The fire is so thick, so intense, along with the smoke, you can't even see the outline of the buildings anymore.
Newsman Mike Rogers of Dallas affiliate KRLD watched the building burn.
The smoke is thinning. The flames have burned almost down to the ground. And this is probably the first opportunity that those big military vehicles, because of the heat of the fire, have had to move in and get in there and see just exactly what's going on. The compound is burned to the ground. All that's left is the frame of the tower. It stands in the middle of it now, charred black.
It's unclear what happened to David Koresh, the cult leader, and his 95 followers who were inside the building when the fireball erupted. Television cameras that were trained on the building did not capture any indication of people leaving. 17 of the 95 people inside were children. The fire began a few hours after the FBI and ATF agents in the 51st day of the siege began filling the compound with tear gas by poking holes in the compound building with tank-like vehicles. Sources at the Justice Department have been in touch with law correspondent Rita Braver, and here's what she has learned.
FBI snipers who were perched all around the window and basically had views of almost every window in the compound looked in and actually saw members setting the place on fire, almost a group of them doing it simultaneously while they looked on in horror.
That's correspondent Rita Braver. Once again, it is unclear exactly what happened to David Koresh and his 95 followers after that fire.